Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated. Join me in 15 minutes. We have a lot of work to do. See, something would have struck you as this teaching series is going on. One of the things that would have struck you is the vastness. It is one of the teachings that we will never exhaust, because the target is not to bring to you fresh revelations or to teach you new things. Even though when you begin to dig the depths of God's knowledge, there are fresh things that will come up from that place. But that's not the target. The target is to show you the path, the process that brings men to the actualization of God's intent and agenda that is traveling from eternity into time. Are you with me? So, the project, the teaching project is not exhausted. See, why are you stopping? You see, there is this thing about the normal church setting that makes people to stop. Just because they have taught it, they felt they have taught it 2-3 times. Is it the how many times you taught it that demands the stopping? The target is not how many times. The target is becoming the teaching. Are you with me now? So if we have gotten to the point that the teaching has become an embodiment, something that is calcified inside of our being, it has become a civilization. It has become a mainframe of our living. Then we know we have achieved our purpose. Guess what? We cannot achieve it as fast as you think. Because to achieve this teaching means that we have achieved the reason why God brought many things in the body of Christ. There is a reason why we had the Holy Ghost. There is a reason why we have spiritual gifts. The reason why we have ministry gifts. The reason why we have every installation that God brought in the body of Christ to make it easy for the work of ministry is to achieve this purpose. See, when a man does his... Are you with me? When a man does his work properly, let's assume that we are called into the office of the ministry. When a man does his work properly, that man is executing the office of the priest. Remember when we started, the God's intent by calling out the children of Israel is to see if he can model a nation of priests
That is to show you that God's purpose is not to have a certain group, a certain tribe that is working as priests to him. His target is to bring the whole nation. That was why the scripture coming, speaking to us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, I think verse 6 or 9, is making a correction to that aberration. Huh? When Moses saw the mistake that took place on Mount Sinai, he was already late in ministry, but yet he saw it. So when the Spirit of God came and according to the advice that his father-in-law gave him, he said, oh my God, see, God is here now. There are two angels that is standing, and the ball of light that they came with, I'm finding it hard to stand. That's why we need to stop the keyboard, because when the keyboard goes, I can't control the service. So what happened? Moses found out late. He found out late God's agenda. So when the Spirit of God came upon men that is outside of the camp, these men assumed that if you are outside of the camp, the Spirit should not fall on you. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, God's agenda is that inside the camp, outside the camp, the Spirit should be on you. So he said, why are you jealous for my sake? My desire is that all of the lost people will be what? Prophets. That is why the that agenda, that desire of Moses was fulfilled in the New Testament. How? By the advent of the Spirit inside of the heart of a man, every believer has become prophetic. You might not function in the prophetic office as a ministry gift of the Christ, but when you receive the Holy Ghost, you have become what? Prophetic. In the same way, when you receive Christ inside of you, you have become apostolic. That is why, for you to be correct in your walk with God, there are two fundamental, foundational ministries. Are you with me? That was why when Paul was speaking, he said that being laid on the foundations of the apostles and what? Prophets. That is not making people special. That is to show you that there are fundamental building elements to make a man's path in God correct. That was what Moses missed. He didn't know that God intended that every man should drink of these two wells so that his walk with God will be correct. So when he started, some said, we don't want to go, and they left them. Just the Levites and the priests, we are brought into that commonwealth, and only them can enter into the offices of service. Meanwhile, God's intent is that everyone of that chosen nation should be brought in. So when Peter was making a correction, he said, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Are you getting the point? To show you that a whole nation is God's agenda. So when we were brought into Christ, none of us is brought with a lower purpose. The same thing that came on you to fulfill is the same thing that came on your pastor, came on every man. The same investment of God is the same one they made on your pastor and made on you. So if you are correct in your walk, you will receive the same empowerment. The day the Holy Ghost came in the heart of a man, that is the day every man lost every excuse you can give to say that some people are special. There is nobody special if you have the same Holy Ghost he has. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, what the young man spoke about are deep matters. That's not where I'm going. I wanted to teach you something yesterday. Did you notice we were not able to deal with it? Meanwhile, look at the book of John chapter 6. That is where you will see what he was speaking. From verse 46, he said, not that any man have seen the Father, save he which is of what? So Jesus is making reference to himself. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me had everlasting life. I am that bread of life. That means, are you with me? He is making, this is like a present continuous statement. Meaning that he is trying to make a reference, showing these people that there is a continuation. That every single thing that was represented in the ordinances of Moses, are you with me? Is a token of heavenly order. That thing that is there is the fake one. That the real one have now appeared. There is something that is inside the ark of the covenant. There are many things inside that ark. All of the things that are inside that ark represented in itself eternal things. the bread representing this one, the rod representing, I don't want to go there. That was why anywhere they are going, that thing is preserved. That's not my point. Your fathers did eat manna and are dead. What is manna? Huh? No, who knows what is manna? According to the scriptural description. I don't have time, so I need fast answer. Huh? No. Who? Angels feed. So people ate angels' food. Angels' food lacked the capacity to bring this kind of succor, because man is created after the God order. Angelic meal will not satisfy you, as good as it is. It can only lead them to a point from in the wilderness. When the season comes, you have to be sustained by the same meal that the one that you are made after is sustained by. So when Jesus appeared, angelic meal was phased out, as good as it is. That's not my point. Let me show you. This young man is come, kneel down, let me pray for you. The Lord bless you with fire in your utterance. Let the horn of your utterance increase. Because do you know what? You are understanding me more now. But he is saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing he's saying. So there's just that difference. Just lift your hands. Listen to me. Look at me. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Fresh grace, fresh oil on your horn. Sabais kabahatash. Benesh. So the scripture said, this is the bread which cometh down from where? From heaven. Follow. Are you with me? Follow me. I don't have time. Which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not what? Die. But they ate manna and died. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give you is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. These are deep matters. So what God had to offer was a bread that is eternal in scope. When a man denies that bread, he had no participation. So you need to know whom Abraham is. As a matter of fact, God made sure that, are you with me? Somehow, every member of the nation of Israel participated in this bread thing. Huh? It is when you participate in this bread thing, as a matter of fact, there is a reason why God counted Abraham righteous. The scripture spoke about him. He said that Abraham believed and it was counted for him for righteousness. That is, are you with me? That was what Paul said until James came and gave us the other picture, the back end, to show us that there are certain things Abraham did. See, there is what Kenneth Hagin calls the promissory note in the context of faith. How many of you have read any of his book? He spoke about the promissory note, showing us that there are men that participated in the event of salvation before the consummation, which took place when Jesus came upon the face of the earth. Those men were able to relate with eternal things using the tokens that God presented to them by men that were physical. So when that eternal king priest appeared to Abraham, he actually offered to him eternal things. The cup, that wine is representing the blood, and the bread represents. He said, if you don't eat my flesh, they run away. Because it is in the flesh that there is life. And when Abraham participated in that thing, it is now counted for him for righteousness. So every man that participated in that lineage, their names, according as he said, was written in the book of Hebrews to show that this man decided to live in the ambience of a life yet to come. You don't know what is faith. Maybe one day we'll teach faith. It is only faith that have the capacity to bring to you what is yet to come. Do you know why we can test of the power of the age to come? It is because of the faith in us. The faith in a man. And you need to know that it is in the same book of Hebrews. It is the book of Hebrews that testified to us the real context of faith. Testified to us about this priesthood that we speak about. It is in the book of Hebrews that life was explained. Eternal life was explained. It is in the book of Hebrews that we began to understand about life and power. It spoke there and he said that the Holy Ghost is the power of the age to come. I mean, the eternal realm, the heavenly realm, is powered totally by the Holy Ghost. That was why when the young man was making statement, he said, when a man received the Holy Ghost, you can touch anything eternal. Because, are you with me? Because all of the eternal realm is powered by the Holy Ghost. So a man that has the Holy Ghost can touch anything that is eternal. You can only go as much as you want to go. Where you stopped, and the things you say, I can't do this one, is you that decided to stop. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I want to know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His words. I want to know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost.
You are the Holy Ghost, power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost, precious Holy Spirit. You are the Holy Ghost, scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His way. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost, scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost, power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I want to know You. Amen. Say something. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost.
Journey in God prospers as much as you know the Holy Spirit.
See, you can say you know the Holy Spirit. The proof is how much you are making progress in your journey in God. Come, I've seen people that talk about the Holy Spirit and there is no progress in their journey. You don't know Him. He's the tour guide. What did I say? Tour guide. He's the tour guide to sonship. The scripture said, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are what? Your progress in sonship is as successful as you know the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry for this diversion. So you get ventilation in your spirit. You can pause and you see the problem. Jesus help us. You see, I believe even after now we might go ahead and continue touching this topic. When you begin to understand this properly, you will know why. Are you with me? You will know why there is nothing like I prayed 10 hours yesterday. Because you have been gathered into God's original intent. Are you with me? Your activities as a believer has been gathered into God's eternal attempt and program. So you don't measure. Are you with me now? You stop measuring what you are doing by what is here. You will miss it. You will miss it. The whole intent of this teaching is to take you out of time. As he said, even time was a victim of the fall. Even time was a victim of the fall. There are many things. For example, they said, the scripture said, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Are you with me? That thing is not for Fulani herdsmen. No. You are not with me. If you like, go and plant. Huh? Some people will come and maroon your farm. At that point, do you have harvest? But I thought the Bible says seed time and harvest time will not cease. Okay, you have missed many harvests. Do you know that an average believer has missed many harvests? Don't want to go. Because even time that was ordained to keep that, time has experienced a fracture as a result of the fall. So most times, are you with me? Most times we use priesthood to hold time accountable, so that time should produce for us what it should produce. Are you even seeing where I'm going? There are things that should accrue to you in the process of time. But we have found out that time has not been able to produce for us what it should produce. So they told you after these years, this one should happen, and it didn't happen. That means even time has disappointed you. Something happened to time. Time experienced a fracture as a result of the fall. So it will take priesthood for you to make time to do what he's supposed to do. Are you with me? Anyway, so when you begin to look at this, there are many things we didn't go into, but I want to touch something. I want to touch something. Give me some, because since we just touched this thing, my spirit has fled and he refused to come back. And I can hear some people telling me, why did you stop? Let's continue that way. Huh? So let's continue. If you look at the purposes of God in the redemptive context, one of the things you will see is that it yielded the finished works of Christ. The redemptive purposes of God yielded what? The finished work of Christ. Meanwhile, the finished work of Christ is not all the works of Christ. Actually, there is still the continued work of Christ. That one is pertaining to his heavenly ministry. Eh? I don't have time. I would have shown you there is at least seven of them. It's in the Bible. And it didn't even start in the New Testament. That ministry was actually prophesied about in the Old Testament. But I'm not sure we have that time. So, I was trying to bring us to a place where we begin to understand God's intent for you and God's intent for the body of Christ. And I told you that we need to look into a subtopic that I titled "The Stones and What? The Construction Site." And we began to look at a scripture. There is a scripture we opened yesterday when Paul was speaking about himself. Now let me tell you a story. I think some years ago, a young man chatted me up. He said he saw me in the spirit, and it was a mighty meeting. And what you saw was when I stretched my hands like this, and in my hands were four stones. Are you with me? I'm teaching you things. I'm speaking from my horn now. Huh? I'm teaching you from my horn. There are many places you can teach from. I'm teaching you from my horn. Say he saw four stones. I'm trying to tell you what the next verse. I'm trying to show you what Paul meant by saying I'm the master builder. Huh? For every master builder, he must have encountered certain dimensions of stones in the spirit. It is with those stones that he builds. I will show you. I will take you to a mystery, and then I will bring you into time and show you your labor. Huh? I will show you your labor. So the young man saw four stones in my hand, and there is a congregation of countless people that was gathered. And as I stretched forth my hands, the stones, the light that was coming from the stones was piercing into the heart of men. And as the light was coming into them, they were becoming, are you with me? They were becoming molded and formed by the shining of the light that was coming from that stone. Huh? That was why Peter was making a reference to this kind of building stones, and he said that there is a stone that the builders rejected. Are you with me? So when a man has been brought into the revelation of the building, that's why, do you know what we call here? We call here a sabo quarry site. When you talk about quarry site, the next thing that comes to your mind is stones. What we have in quarry sites are what? Stones. We don't have bread there. We don't have bread. What we have in quarry site is what? Because if we put bread inside some kind of machines that will shape you, we will not recover your shape. Your shape will be like amoeba. We can't recover it. Meanwhile, here is quarry site. I will show you the mystery of you finding yourself in this place. We will go to eternity and find out the builder that released the grace of building into men, and such that even you, if your work will be correct in God, you will receive a ministration from those stones. So according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise what? Master. So there are categories of builders. So it's not, that's why sometimes it's not good. Sometimes we say some pastors, they are not doing well, but the truth is that it is the stones he has. He is building with this. Some of your pastors are very, very good people. Have you noticed? But a time came, they were not able to bring to you the kind of ministry that will sustain you at this pedestal you are in the spirit. Is it not true? The challenge is not them. The challenge is the stones with which they are building. They are builders. But when you become a master builder, you will begin to interact with certain stones. And I will show you. Why not open to the book of Revelation chapter 21. When you interact with those stones, you with me? According as the scripture spoke about, he said that the apostolic and prophetic stones are found in the foundations. When you go to the book of Revelations, what you begin to see is that there are those that found themselves. There are stones that are used in the gates. There are stones that are used in the foundations. Wherever it is important and the structure of the building will be compromised, there are certain stones that must be found there. So Jesus is the stone that is put in the corner. He is the headstone. Meaning that, are you with me? Any building that a man is, have you seen? Let me explain to you what I meant to. Before you got born again, are you not a good person? That goodness you have is without the cornerstone. So you are building. Are you getting the point now? A man that is not born again, that has moral capacity in himself, and is living from the advice of his parents. You are not stealing, but it's because of your parents' advice and moral education. That person is building. But it so happens that his building is without the cornerstone. And when you trace that building after 10 years, you will find out that it will never mirror the eternal and heavenly order, because Jesus is the cornerstone. It is when the cornerstone is installed that is when there is hope for you becoming the kind of building that God intended. Are you with me now? So the reason why cornerstones and foundational stones is important in the superstructure, that is the construction God is doing in your life in a personal basis, and in the body of Christ as a building, a temple that God has ordained that he will inhabit in eternity. For you to be correct, then you have to interact with certain stones. Are you with me? I know you are not with me, but you are not. Me, I'm seeing you in the spirit. You are not. I know you don't believe it, but I'm seeing you. When I speak to people, I see them in the spirit. I hope I will strike another point, because you need this stone. Yes, you need this stone. Every builder needs to interact with this stone. Whether you are the builder, whether you are the builded, you need to know this stone. Paul called himself the wise master builder. This language he's using here, you will think you know what he's saying. You don't. It's only if God has brought you into the experience of administrating a ministry like this, that is when you will be able to understand what Paul is saying. He said, the wise master builder. And when he was praying in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, he said that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ should give you the spirit of what? Wisdom. And I told you people that there is an allotment, a measure, a quota of wisdom that needed to be invested in your life as you are making progress in your path in God, so that you will be correct. For example, look at Elijah. Elijah has been in Ephah for how many years? Why did I mention Ephah? Jesus forgive me. I will not use you again. I'm sorry for mentioning the name. Who will I use now? Okay, let me use my sister, because we are in the same church, our father's church. I don't want to call the name. You have been there for years. Meanwhile, all these capacities is in you. Huh? You know, she led prayer yesterday. It was atomic bomb. Do you know that this thing were in you before? It was because you did not encounter some stones. It was when you encountered those stones, your building became correct. And the trajectory of your, you know, there are plumb lines in the spirit. First, it takes interaction with stones and interaction with wisdom, so that the construction will both be strong, correct, and then will be in order, will be precise. There is already a target that we have seen in the spirit. So this man that is invested with master building grace, they don't see from time, they see from eternity. So what they do is that if he's a man that is invested with grace representing his ministry authority, one of the things that happens is that God will if that man doesn't visit Zion often, then he can't lead you to where you are going. If you want to know men that can lead you to where you are going, they have to visit the they will be vast in the eternal dimensions of God's oppression. Because the person will look at you and with the investment of that grace, he will trace where you are in your path of spiritual progress and begin to deal with you that way. That is why you can be in, are you with me? You can be in a church and the same thing they are teaching people in foundation school is what they are teaching you 10 years after. With all sincerity, they are teaching you. But do you know what it means? It means that we have categorized everybody as operating at a particular level. Are you getting the point now? But when you encounter the master grace, building grace, one of the things it does is to, even though we are gathered together, when the person will teach you people the accurate dimensions of priesthood. It is in priesthood, the accurate dimensions, that we are stratified into the layers of building that God is giving to us. Acts chapter 9. He said, as they prayed and ministered to the Holy Ghost, he said, separate unto me. It was then that we found out that even though we are gathered together doing priesthood, when priesthood is correct and men are gathered, after many seasons, priesthood will stratify us. But when it is not correct, instead of stratifying us, you see, what we do in the body of Christ is unity, not union. But what, are you with me? God's intent is unity, not what? Union is not the same thing as unity. Meanwhile, what we see in the, when you see a normal denominational setting, the intent is to bring people to union, not to unity. Because in unity, there is diversity. That means even though all of us is not shooting from the same end, but inside of us, we are motivated by the same target. But in union, we are shooting from the same end, but we are not motivated by the same target. So at the end, union will not achieve any purpose, but unity will achieve the same purpose. So when you are correct in your building, and I'm correct in my building, we will meet at the top. But when you now come and monopolize and colonize and then make everybody, it must be like this. No. At that point, what you are doing is to make the people become union. The person will not see his uniqueness. Because this one now, and I'm teaching you the corporate dimensions of the expression of the construction. There is a construction in you, and there is a construction with you. What did I say? There is a construction in you, and there is a construction what? With you. So you need to juxtapose these two. That is why you need wisdom. So most times, you can forget the construction in you and just measure on the construction with you. Sometimes you can just measure. In fact, the truth is that we measure less on the construction in us, actually. Because when a man is very, very good in the construction in him, it will overflow. But it is possible that there is, you are involved in the construction with you, and there is no construction. The man that is working on the site. How many of you have seen some construction sites? Especially in Nigerian construction sites, there are roads that they have been building since 5 years. The people building it has abandoned it. That is the testimony of many people's construction site. Eh? The work in them has been abandoned. And the last time they made progress was 3 years ago. Meanwhile, they are carrying mic and they have collar. But when you look in the spirit, their progress stunted 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And what they will do is to make every man that comes under their teaching stay at the same level. Because they stopped making progress. Are you with me now? They stopped. The construction, the tools were downed, and there was no progress again. Meanwhile, if it is pastors and people in ministry, they are still interested in the construction with them. Meanwhile, they have removed focus from the construction in them. What they didn't know is that accurate ministry is an outflow of life. It is something that moves out of your fellowship, your koinonia with eternal things. See, when you come into the Holy of Holies, there are many things there. It is not just the person of the Spirit you interact with. You know, sometimes people say fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It is not just fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Well, when you enter into fellowship with the Holy Spirit will bring you, the Spirit, the fellowship with the Spirit will bring you into contact with the how will I say it? So that you will not be confused. There are structures of the Spirit. There are things of the Spirit. And there is the person of the Spirit. When you fellowship with the person of the Spirit, he will bring you in contact with the things of the Spirit. And he will also bring you in contact with the structures of the Spirit. So it is not just the person of the Spirit. There are structures of the Spirit that you come in contact with as a result of fellowship. Are you with me now? So when a man is brought to that realm, he begins to encounter those things. One of the things you will begin to notice is that there are operations, there are systems that the Spirit works with. When you see that happen, you will know that this is the Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, those installations have been there. That it has been there, but you only became aware of it as a result of fellowshipping with the person. When you fellowship with a person, he will not leave you to endure the fellowship with him. After some time, he will begin to introduce you to the things of him. Are you with me now? So you can fellowship with the Spirit long enough, he will introduce you to power, he will introduce you to gift, he will introduce you to wisdom. These things are structures of the Spirit, such that if the Spirit wants to walk, he will walk through those structures. Meanwhile, our focus fundamentally is not about the structures. But if it was true that you fellowship with the Spirit deep enough, he will introduce you to the structures. That is why I told you people, if your path is correct, your path of spiritual progress, things like anointing and wisdom will not be a prayer point. Because there are structures of the Spirit. The Spirit will lead you by hand. Why
why not show us Revelation chapter 21 from verse 10? Follow me. Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. He said, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me" what? Follow me now. "He showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven." From where? I don't want to go into this mystery. If I go into it, you... What is this holy Jerusalem, sir? What is it? Huh? What is this holy Jerusalem? Since you don't know, I won't answer. The church, if I'm correct. So, where did the church come from? What did you answer? You are correct. Is it? You are afraid. Because sometimes if I ask questions and I know the answer, I will broadcast the answer in the spirit. Yes, I used to do it. I will broadcast it. If you have been following my teaching, your frequency is the same thing with my own. You will pick the answer, even if you don't know it before. Huh? Where did the church come from? Huh? Yes. I've always been teaching you people that the church is an eternal order. If we go there, we won't come out. So let me stop here. Huh? He said, "Descending out of heaven from God." There are two key things: heaven, God. So let's not go there. You already know what he means. That the church is not an earthly organ at all. What did I say? I have taught it all the time. Haven't I taught it? Haven't I taught you about the heavenly man and his earthly representative? That the body of Christ is the body of the heavenly man. The heavenly man is that man, Christ Jesus, that is sitting. Huh? He is the head, we became the body. So the reality, even though we are on earth, but all of our realities and civilization is heaven. Huh? The only way to understand the church is to travel to heaven. That is why when Jesus was teaching them prayer, he said, "Our Father that is in heaven," full stop. That means that every other interaction has to be heavenly if it has to be correct. Are you with me? So if you want to understand what God is really doing in your life, don't use time, don't use earth. Travel. Touch your neighbor, say travel. That is why anytime we come to Bethpans, haven't you noticed? If you have not ascended in this, if you have not ascended, we don't do anything. Let's say we didn't ascend, we will stay at 9. What is it that you are trying to do? God told Moses, "See that you build according to pattern," and to make sure that Moses did that, he ferried him by revelatory powers. The man was caught up to a realm that is beyond time and natural. He came in the spirit and he saw things. When he appeared, he began to speak about matters that no man has spoken about. Even angels have not entered into those places. He saw deep things. Even he saw God himself. Huh? When he finished from that encounter, even the Israelites didn't believe that Moses was still a man. When he spoke to them, he said, "A prophet like unto me will the Lord raise for you." Because the perspective of that prophet is not earthly in dimension. This is a man that is not born. His prophetic authority is not born from time. You didn't become a prophet because Elijah laid hands on you. You became a prophet because you laid hold on eternal matters. Because prophecy is legislating on behalf of God, seeing what heaven saw and speaking it upon the face of the earth with the energy of heaven and standing in priesthood to make sure it comes to pass. So he said, "A prophet like unto me will the Lord rest for you." There are many prophets that have appeared and there are many prophets that will come, but the kind that you will see and you will know that God have appeared upon the face of the earth again is the one that is like me. Because that one traveled to heaven and he brought templates, he brought structures, he brought authorities, he interacted with things that are heavenly and eternal. When Moses spoke, nobody has spoken like that before. So when Jesus appeared and began to speak as if he is the Messiah, they say, "Show us a sign. Show us
Show us a sign that you interacted with them that are immortal. Show us a sign that you looked upon the glory. Show us a sign.
The church is not an earthly organ.
Next verse. Having the glory of God and her light. What did you notice? They are addressing this city as a female entity. And that is how the church is identified. And her light was unto what? Follow me. And her light was unto what? Most precious. What is this thing telling you? It's telling you that this new building, this new city, this new thing we are talking about is all about stones. It's all about stones. When Peter was speaking in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, he said, ye as lively stones are being built of what? A spiritual house. Haven't you read it? You are being built of what? What is he telling you? He's telling you that God has a construction site. Eh? And you are the stone. We all are the stone. Are you with me? That is to, if you this thing have not sank in you, if it sinks in you, I will show you another mystery, and I will show you why Jesus won't yet come. Let me stop. You can't carry this one. God's agenda, there is nothing God is benefiting from rounding up this world. He has a target, he has a purpose. His target is to achieve that thing. Once he achieves it, so he, are you with me? You are in 200 level and then you stopped. Did you achieve anything? Maybe people can say the knowledge of chemistry you now have has improved, but we had a target when we started. Are you with me? All the chemistry you know, and the friends you made, and the prayer you did at long tennis, they are good. Eh? But that's not the target. Are you getting where I'm going? When God brought us into Christ, it's like an admission. Someone that got admission into campus. Eh? The target is, if he's in UNN, University of Nigeria. I have many of them here. So, when you now sing that thing, they now give you one cap like this. And they will now tell you, lion and lionesses. You now do, whoa. Are you not from there? Why didn't you do whoa? So are you with me? They will now give you one paper like that. That paper is, you are from there now. That paper is a proof that you have passed through a place. And the construction in you, according to the masters in education, is complete. And they certified you as a functionary. From that day, are you with me? From that day, you have become a functionary representing that citadel of learning. Eh? Wherever you are seen, if it is BSc, some people, well, in university setting, you need to come back for masters, need to come back for a doctorate. But when they give you a certificate, that means in the construction, there is a certain layer. And on that basis, we have certified that construction is complete. This is the certificate. So let's say you stopped at 200 level. There are many things you know. For example, Val, you are in chemistry department. I saw some, my God, if you see the diagram, and if you see the names I'm seeing, Zeph plus, even you, your head will be sparking. The calculation that is on his book is too much. You need to speak in tongues to understand it. I took it and I showed a man of God in this place. The man is a man of fire. The man got confused. There is nothing fire can there is nothing fire can do about this one. You have to sit down and read. The Lord give you understanding. That kind of thing you now know now, and you now stopped. Do you know he knows much already? But you now stop without a certificate. Have we achieved our purpose? So why are you stopping? That is the thing about many believers. You have touched some things. You have made some progress. Why did you stop now? From God's eternal perspective, have the stone been tried? Can it be used for construction? I say we are in a construction site. The stones are constructions. So we have many stones in the body of Christ, untested, untried, unusable. Meanwhile, God is in construction. Every day he comes to the site. No sand, no block, no stone. And we come to church, we are crying, oh God, no stone. From eternity, they look upon the church. The construction still continues. I don't know how long it will take Jesus. Many people say it's in the next 10 years, next 15, next. That's not my business. Whenever he wants to come, that's not my business. My business, I'm speaking as a man of eternity. I'm not with you in time. From eternity, I'm giving you their perspective. And what they are saying is that there is no stones enough yet to finish the construction. And men are not tested. It is stones that are tested, made ready. They have to stay in quarry site. When men run away from quarry site and they are expecting the end to come, meanwhile, the man that set forth that agenda had a project from eternity. What he needed was a spiritual house. And men are stones for that construction. When you are not a stone that has been tested, you run away from quarry site. You run away from the government of the spirit that is coming upon your heart to bring you to the point where you become a kingdom functionary, somebody representing all the desires of God in your life. At that state, God's construction has been paused. For many people, God paused constructions in the last 5 years. For many people, the stones you have produced, you have given, the stone you gave God to walk, how many are they? Meanwhile, it's possible it's upstairs, God is building, and you are supplying three stone per day. When will you finish? It's 1 year, one block you are doing. Some of you, your construction is 1 year, one block. Turn to your neighbor, ask him, is your own 1 year, one block? What did he answer? Una no ask una self, and you are the two I'm targeting. Ask your sister now. Because the progress, I'm trying to spoil you up. So that, are you getting the point? When people are not told this thing, they just relax. You don't know why I'm praying like this. So. That is a construction. When people tell you that they saw their building in heaven, they don't know what they saw. What we saw in heaven is the immortal building that God is constructing in our life and with our life. Are you getting the point? When you see that building and look at your life, you will see that it is still mutually exclusive. You have not become that thing. Construction continues. Don't use time to measure progress. Use eternity. Have you seen your house? When last did you see the construction site? How much progress is being made? Have you provided sand and water? When we fast and pray and study the scripture and give ourselves, we are providing God with working tools, because he is the construction engineer, as I told you people, and the Holy Ghost is the site manager. Now listen, are you now seeing where we are going? So let me ask you, how much progress are we making in the construction of an average believer in the body of Christ? If it is true that you traveled to eternity, and I think you have noticed where God is taking you, let's even use time. Let's use your ministry, because I have noticed the way you describe where God is taking you is ministry based. So your own is what the stone that God wants to work with. You are not interested. You have not made much emphasis in the stone, that the one walking inside. Because I hope you know that this our engagement with transverse time. Huh? Don't make just judgment from here. There are people that will be used mightily on earth, but when we enter eternity, they are not useful. Because the basis for judging, for reward in the eternal realm is not so much of the bogusness of the assignment, is how faithful you are. So when you appear in that realm, a new rank and new responsibilities and assignment will be assigned to men on the basis of their faithfulness, and the stature and rank. I don't have time. I would have shown you the ordination of God from eternity, concerning his eternal project that he called adoption of sons. That word adoption is not adoption like you think. That word means placement and setting. Are you with me? That means that there is a construction that God is doing, and in that construction, every son is a stone. In God's eternal construction of the spiritual house, every son is what? A stone. Meanwhile, in adoption, men are being set in the building. It takes a man coming into the fullness of sonship to be able to be set. If you have not entered, are you with me? Jesus help us. So many, the building, there are many holes in the construction, because men have not entered in the place in the spirit where they can be set. There is a setting that is ordained for you in eternity. Men like Moses, we say, instead of you to kill these people, blot out my name from the book of life. You don't know what he's saying. He's saying, remove me from setting. God, even him knows that, he knows, him and God knows that they can't remove him. You know, many people say, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want. There is a place you can enter in God. There is a level of faith. Men like Moses, we can't lose such people. They have drank too much. So he said, blot out my, remove me. It's not possible. Men like Paul, he said, it's better I'm accursed, so that the children of Israel will be saved. God didn't even listen to him. Because there is a large quota. There is a large quota in that building that will be missing if we didn't see the stone pour. I say, what I saw, what was in my hand, was four stones, and they were stones for construction. So when men come under my administration and ministry, the first thing that comes on them is the ministry of those four stones. I will not tell you the four stones. He says, he said, having the glory of God, and our light was unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystals. All these things mean, but that's not where I'm going. Next verse. And had a wall great and high, and had what? And had what? Pay attention. And had what? 12. What is a gate? I don't want to go there, because these things are spiritual language. Remember, they are speaking about the body of Christ, and they are telling you that the body of Christ has 12 gates. Don't bother. If I go deep now, you will be very, very lost. Let me stop. He said, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Go on. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, what? 3 gates. And go on. And the wall of the city had 12 what? Are you seeing the language they are using? Gates, foundations. These are not the places you joke. You know, there are some people that in this world, in this natural realm, you seem as if God is using and things you have. Woo, 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 woo. My brother, they are not part of the foundation. They are not part of the important stones. I said there is what we call setting, and setting is dependent on conformation. The degree to which you have conformed to the image of the Christ will determine your setting. Are you now getting it? So you didn't conform to a measure. Your stature will be low. And if your stature is low, then where you are placed in the body will be low. We'll hide you. We'll put you in a place that your presence or your absence or your usage will not cause any damage to the whole construction. Imagine if we use, let me ask you, if we use a stone like you in the foundation, what will be the destiny of the body of Christ? That's the question you ask. As you are now, remember we are constructing a house. As we are now, miracle, you where you are now, we use you as a stone in the foundation. Our building will be doing like this. That is the challenge we have in the body of Christ. Men that God have ordained to be factored into strategic places in the building, but they have not given themselves to the training in the quarry site that have the capacity to hew them into stones made ready, as I will show you in the book of 2 Kings. In that state, these men, when they are installed, as long as they are present, there are many things that can happen to the body of Christ. The body is protected because certain stones are gates. Certain stones are gates and certain stones are foundations. As long as, when you encounter this kind of men, suddenly you will begin to realize your ministry, realize your destiny, realize your place in the body of, there are stones in the foundation, because their job is to deal with the foundational elements of your work and destiny. You can just be philandering everywhere, but when you listen to stones in foundation, your path will become correct. You will begin to interact with the eternal dimensions of your destiny. The forces in you will come alive. You will see you are a warrior. You didn't know you are a warrior. Like my guy used to be a guy man, but he's now a watcher. If you see the way he was praying this afternoon, the way I'm looking at that guy, very soon he might pass Jasper. The guy, they show prayer like mad. You have not noticed it. Because when my tongue start going like this, you know, you will know that the time is not the target. I'm not trying to pray for 1 hour. When I pray like this, are you with me? There is something that was set before me. That's what I'm going at. And I will now on my engine. Are you not feeling something as I'm, and you are not responding?
Hey! There is a construction site. Sometimes when you pray in tongues, the scripture said you build up yourself. You might not know, is the concrete that you are mixing. You are mixing the cement with the sand. Because there is a construction. Semenania. Amre. Samre de. Sabata, you are adding water. Sakabeda kabatia. Rambe bede kutakabarata dabadata. Sharp sand, you are adding sharp sand. By wisdom, you are mixing. The ratio is 11, 13, 12. Hey! Aya Talia Barasa. There is a construction. Mix. Sia Beresa.
Simambe bebete enete. Simamba babata. Sabaya. Ababara tabas. Sababa baba. There is a construction. Simambe bebete tetedia. Ata patatatara. Bala bala bala. Hey. 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 Oh Holy Ghost. Thou site engineer. I give you wood. I give you wood. I give you nail. I give you stones. I give you sharp sand. I give you cement. Oh, I bring water. I bring water. Build, build. Let's build, let's build. Sabia, abetetete, rambe batwa, bediata, abe ayabata, sada bata, ayatete. Sana le badia. Ah, ah, ay, ay, ay. Oh.
are built. Built, 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 built. There is fire in the house now. There is fire, there is fire. The fire to make. The fire is to make. Protest. Thank you.
mighty name. I need to remind you that when people like us minister, the truth is that majority of the time, when people actually fall under power, the real one in my ministry, it is not just impartation. It is impartation, but it's not impartation of some of the things that people think. It's an impartation of process and dealing. So what happens is that God will impart with you a certain process and dealing that will take you, when you yield to it, it will make you correct in your walk with God. So some of them think it's just power, but when they finish, they just notice that they started praying and fasting and living a kind of life that they were not living before. It happened to you. In Jesus' mighty name. If you can. Don't stop entirely, because there is no stop. I think you need to project it. Next week is our sonship conference, and preparations have started in earnest. Please don't stop anybody beside you that is still groaning. Allow the person to discharge the weight in his or her heart. The Holy Ghost came strongly. Okay, first of all, our workers' starry night. The title is Alignment on the 21st of October. That will be Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. Me and my friend P. Daniel will be around, and other anointed ministers. Then from 22nd is the conference proper. It's 6 days to go. Let's call it 5 days to go. You can come in as early as possible. Where is my brother? Come. Is it your name that is Benga, or your father's name? Your name. This is my brother Benga. Come now. This man, he has received a measure of my hunger. No, stand now, stand. He came all the way from Katsina. Wait, don't clap. This is not to clap. This is to show you that there is no excuse. It's hunger that can make people. And he is here already for next week. And I'm hearing some people giving many excuses. I don't want to respond to those kind of things. When you miss your season, you pay dearly for it. The Bible says the years that the locust and cankerworm ate, it's not grass. It's not food they ate. They ate what? Years. The way your years is consumed is to miss your season. A man is from Katsina and is here, and somebody that is in this Anambra state can't make it here. Don't take that person serious. I don't care who the person is. Don't take the person serious. My own God will reward your hunger. Listen to me. No. Stand. Listen to me. Because of this thing you are doing, even if there is something people will do, even if many things are not working, me, I will use my own stature and insist. Because of his hunger, I'm taking his matter up. Let me see why something will not happen. From Katsina. And there are many people like that is on their way. You are blessed.